The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Now, additional new Gardaí, extra rolling checkpoints, community patrols throughout the country, they have all begun today as we move into level 5 for 6 weeks. I'm joined by the President of the Gardaí Representative Association, the GRA, Jim Mulligan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What reports are you getting from around the country? Everything going according to plan?
Well, look, from our members' point of view, Pat, I think it's a continuance of what occurred back in March, April and May, which is a common sense approach to this. You know, our members are very cognizant of the fact that of the need to maintain the policing by consent model that we have in Ireland and to maintain that relationship with the public. And therefore, I think that you will see that common sense approach with any enforcement powers are only
okay.
Very last.
And you know what happened, Jim, when we had the national level 3 lockdown and there were tailbacks and people were given out about, traffic obstructions caused by the checkpoints. Have you kind of looked again at that plan, or have the powers that be looked again at how those are to be run?
Well, look, that's an operational decision, and it was an operational decision at the time. From our point of view, like, it's a disciplined organisation. If we're told to do checkpoints, we do them. Obviously, there was a need there to impress on people the need not to travel unless they absolutely had to. And that decision was made by government and operationally by the Commissioner himself to hold those checkpoints. I think the checkpoints obviously will continue. From what we gather, the operational plan that was in place back in March and April is back in place now today. But our members, they want to continue that relationship of advising and encouraging people.
Okay,
and
it's always nice.
Very last resort.
Yeah, it's nice to have a civilized exchange at a checkpoint with the Garda. That's fine. But your powers are not there yet in terms of fines, and I'm not sure you even wanted to have that burden put upon you and your members. So for the next little while, until the Dáil passes these things, you'll still be persuaders rather than, you know, giving out the orders. If someone says, no, I know I'm 5K away from home, I'm 10K away from home, so what?
Yeah, look, that is there. I think what we've seen in the last few weeks, it has caused frustration, I think, not only among our membership, but I think more importantly among the public, where people who are abiding by the guidelines and are doing their best to protect society are seeing these things happening and seeing that there is no power there to deal with them. Thankfully, you know, the reckless situations that have arisen in relation to large groups gathering and large parties have been few and far between. But I think the public are becoming frustrated by them too, particularly with social media, and they see these things being shared around the place. You know,
I mean, you saw what happened. You saw what happened in Grafton Street last evening in Dublin.
Exactly, and I'm sure there was members of the public looking at that quite frustrated and quite annoyed. I actually read some of the comments myself, but unfortunately, those situations have arisen, and obviously government have kept it all under review and have decided to bring this legislation forward. I suppose it is important to note that there will be regulations to underpin that insofar as how we operate them and how these fines, what level of fines are going to be put in place. And we await that, and we await those clear guidelines from government in the form of the regulations.
Yeah,
that underpin
they've already been saying that even, you know, say a fine for not wearing a mask in a retail setting or on public transport, that the Gardaí will be, you know, trying to persuade people, would you ever put on your mask before issuing a ticket?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if that's going to dissuade people. So they have the mask in the pocket, they put it on, you get off the public transport and they put the mask back in their pocket again. Whereas if they got an on-the-spot fine, it might soften the cough a bit.
Well, look, I think most people, in fairness, will comply with the guidelines because they see the benefit in it, and they see it simply an act to try and protect people, and particularly protect the very vulnerable in society. As you say, the fact that there's a fine in the background may focus the minds of those people who decide that not only are they not going to protect themselves, they're reckless in relation to other people around them. So
now, Jim, there's also There's also the question of house parties, and reading again this morning that it appears the Gardaí will have no powers. You know, you knock on the door, the party's going on inside, nobody answers, that you've no power to do anything about it.
Yeah, again, look, those incidents are few and far between from what we hear. There has been frustration among the members where it has occurred. Look, entering someone's house is your home is protected under the Constitution. It's only really in very serious cases of crime that we would have a forcible use of entry or where there's a warrant issued. You know, there are ways of dealing with that. I mean, we presume that these fines will be similar to road traffic fines, where the fine can be issued to the owner occupier through the post. You know, so there will be ways of dealing with that. Our members certainly hope that those incidents will continue to be few and far between, and that the minds of people who carry out these parties or events are focused by the fact that there may be a potentially large fine should it go to court.
All right. Well, we should see more evidence, I suppose, of Garda policing over the next 6 weeks, because you've got the recruits from Templemore added to your number. So pretty much everyone will observe a police presence.
It is, yeah. And we were heartened to hear the minister a couple of weeks ago committing whatever funding is required to the operation, because normal policing from our members' point of view has come back up to near the levels pre this pandemic. So that normal day-to-day function, I mean, if somebody rings 999, they expect a reaction from our members. So there is an added burden in relation to this policing, this event. And, you know, we were heartened to hear the commitment from the minister to provide whatever funding is needed to ensure that happens without affecting their day-to-day job.
President of the Garda Representative Association, the GRA, Jim Mulligan, thank you very much for joining us.